Now, we hear that small and medium businesses are the backbone of the economy. It's often said. Is that still true? Laura is back with more business news.
Well, the UK has around 4.5 million SMEs. There are 348,000 of them here in Scotland, providing an estimated 1.2 million jobs. So they are certainly significant and many are thriving. But how do they make sure that they stay that way in tough times? Well, this week is Small Business Advice Week, and the theme for this year is growth and productivity. Adam Cox founded Small Business Advice Week 14 years ago, and he joins us now. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So talk us through some of the challenges then facing SMEs in Scotland right now.
I mean, first of all, businesses around the UK, including Scotland, are facing much, you know, kind of difficulties. You know, Brexit offers a lot of uncertainty, but any business owner knows the frustrations of things like, you know, do they have enough cash flow to cover payroll? One of our partners did some research and found that the average small business only makes about 13,000 profit per year. So anything that can kind of help make a business more profitable, have more cash flow, is really, really important.
And what kind of things are those then? What kind of things could they do to make sure that happens?
Well, some of the partners have been suggesting that businesses look at hiring apprentices so that they can have more resources but keep the cost down. And research by XLN, for example, showed that 88% of businesses in Scotland didn't really understand the laws and the rules around hiring an apprentice. So whereas big businesses seem to be tapping into these resources, smaller businesses don't really have the same resources or knowledge. So that would be one example. And another is accessing finance. You know, for example, 77%, this is one of our partners, RateSetter, did some research, and 77% of businesses in Scotland have never done a credit check on their business.
And what difference does that make for them then if they haven't done that?
Well, it's almost seeing what potential lenders or potential suppliers would see. You need to have access to that information that other people are seeing. So by doing even a basic credit check, you could, for example, make certain improvements. You know, these, you know, people tend to do it as an individual, but as a business, just doing simple things like, you know, improving your credit rating as a business means you can access different forms of finance. It puts you in a stronger position negotiating terms with suppliers, even the very basic things. But overall, you know, my top advice would be for a small business owner to seek a mentor, you know, to find someone that's been there, done it, ideally in the industry that you're working in. Because our research at Small Business Advice Week has found that a lot of people rely on asking family members or asking friends for business advice, and they don't necessarily know what you need them to know to be able to offer the quality of advice that's important.
In terms of the very practical challenges for a very small business, I was speaking to someone the other day. He's a one-man band, basically, and he says one of the reasons he doesn't want to take on somebody else is the challenge of having to provide a workplace pension to cover sick leave, possible maternity leave. Are these things a disincentive for a very small business trying to scale up?
I think it's a catch-22 because, you know, there are additional bureaucracy and administration. Luckily, there's lots of companies that, so long as you know, are kind of able to log in, are able to automate this. You know, one of the top advice, I hosted an event on Thursday last week, and one of the key advice was for small businesses to access the kind of resources that big businesses use every day. And it's almost like these big business cloud solutions are available. So things like HR and admin, you don't need to be the expert. There's already experts out there that provide solutions. So you can kind of tap into that for a very small fee. Okay. And they'll do the payroll, they'll do the admin, they'll do all the pensions and things. So you don't have to worry.
Okay, Adam, thank you for joining us this morning. That was Adam Cox there, the founder of Small Business Advice Week. That's happening all week.